Hey everybody, good afternoon. Welcome to another small edition of the Witching Hour podcast. I'm your host, as always, John Roiland. So today's big news, it's not so much horror related, but it's related to me, so whatever. Slayer, as most of you have heard, Slayer has reunited for at least, let's do it, two shows now. Now, Slayer, formed in 1981, had their last show November 30th of 2019. My God, I can't believe it's actually been that long already, but it definitely doesn't seem like it. I was not at the last show, but I was fortunate enough to have caught one of the shows on that tour here in Baltimore with a photo press pass and got some phenomenal pictures and had a great time. So it was, what, 2 days ago that they announced, or maybe even yesterday, I don't recall because, fuck it, I'm old, have announced that they are going to be reuniting for two shows, two festivals. First one being at Riot Fest in Chicago. Been around for a couple years now. I believe was actually first made really, really big and hit the maps when the Misfits had actually done their first full-on reunion, had only played about, what, three, maybe four shows, and Riot Fest was one of them. After that, after Riot Fest, 5 days later, they will be headlining one night at Louder Than Life in Kentucky. Now, I did a little bit of homework for you guys that are anxious and curious. Riot Fest, which is 3 days in September, ticket prices go anywhere from $209 on a basic general admission. And then, of course, nowadays they have all different kinds of packages that you can get of different levels of comfort and so forth, ranging anywhere up to $1,348. Louder Than Life is 4 days. With such nightly headliners as, what do we got, Slipknot, Motley Crue, of course, Slayer, and Korn. 4 days there from general admission is $289, I believe it was, with a $57 fee, or 4 days for $1,659.99 and a $200 fee. I'm sure a lot of this is going to change, and it could be, you know what, I don't even know. Anyhow, I'm not making any of that money. I'll be one of the suckers that'll probably be paying for it. Given the opportunity, I've already spoke to my wife, and yes, we are definitely going to try to get out to Chicago, see some family, get a Chicago dog, and of course, an Italian beef farm there. My wife has never been able to see Slayer during her years. And I have seen them quite a handful of times, as I mentioned. Sorry, man, they are the goat of heavy metal. You know, I don't care if anybody says Metallica can whatever. Slayer just brings a power. They bring it to you. They're the best metal band that has ever been on stage. I don't care who you put them up against. My personal opinion, obviously. But all this comes at a rather strange time where Kerry King, obviously, former guitarist, lead guitarist for Slayer, has just released made public the Kerry King band, which also consists partly of Paul Bastoff, which was a slummer. previous drummer for Slayer, and then guitarist for Slayer, Gary Holt, going back to his roots with Exodus. Kerry King also making a lot of news lately, talking about previous and original drummer Dave Lombardo, saying how he is dead to me. Okay. And also saying how after the night of their final show, which was in California that I had mentioned in November 30th of 19, he has not heard one word from bassist and lead singer Tom Araya. Not a text, a phone call, nothing. After that night, it was just done. So here we are, four and a half, well, not quite four and a half, but over 4 years later, not a word. And then within 1 week's time, the four band members have already signed to do not one, but two reunion shows. Now, three of the four members, seemingly very still active, obviously, with their musician careers. Tom, from what I have read and seen online, is very happy and content being a being retired, spending a lot of time with his family. Can't question the man. He's been doing this for a long time. Am I pro with their reunion? Fuck yeah. Did I think it was going to happen? Eventually, but not quite this quick. I honestly thought this was going to be turning out to be one of those things where, or like when you first saw Kiss on stage in full gear at the awards many, many years ago. And not that Slayer is going to be on stage with anybody at one of those awards, but I think you kind of get my feeling. I didn't think it would just be something that would just kind of pop up. I thought there'd be kind of more of a surprise build up to it. And like I said, especially after everything that Kerry King has been talking about online, it was kind of a surprise to hear. Nevertheless, the concerts do look great. They have a lot of great people that are coming to them. Will this bring any future music to the band together? Will they be hitting the studios? Who knows? Do I think they are done as a band? No, fuck no. Do I think that they could all work together again? I don't know. Do I think they could actually tour? No. You know, with music and technology nowadays, they don't even have to be in the same room, even be in the same state, on the same continent. They can record their tracks, email it, send it off. People can mix it. There's your new album. They never even have to see each other. They just got to get paid for it, and that's it. So anyhow, yeah. So that's what I wanted to bring you. Slayer, fucking Slayer, back in the news. One of the most entertaining, brutal shows I've ever been to. The four members, I don't know how they do it. Tom especially, they just kind of, they command the respect when they're on stage. It is just diehard. It's like nothing I've ever seen. And you're going to see a lot of old guys at these shows, and hopefully a lot of the new generation will still follow through with them. But regardless, that's what I got for you today. Be on the lookout for more shows coming up. But until that time, you guys keep it evil. Don't forget to subscribe. Please follow me on Instagram. Definitely on YouTube. Follow me on Facebook. And I'm now on TikTok because I'm trendy. And also, thank you to Hell Metal Forge Art, my new sponsor. Be sure to watch after the video for some of their artwork that I'll be displaying for you. Take care, you guys. Keep it evil.